So, putting all these things together, you came to the conclusion you wanted to give her chemo. Can you talk a little bit more about what the options would be that you would sort through in terms of what type of chemo? You mentioned the TC regimen. Can you talk about the different options and sort of how you'd sort them through?
Yes, it's a very difficult time for chemotherapy choices, I believe, because almost all regimens are based on anthracycline, one of our most active agents. And we saw at San Antonio this year this meta-analysis suggesting that the only patients who benefited, looking historically back at those old series, were those who weren't overexpressing for HER2. So that means that maybe we're not getting benefit from anthracyclines, which clearly at low frequency, but still can cause fatal congestive heart failure and MDS or acute leukemia. So all the anthracycline regimens we're always a little reluctant to be using in the HER2 non-overexpressing patients just now. And that doesn't leave us with many options. We have the TC versus AC regimen compared in a little under 1,000 patients. And that has become my off-protocol low-risk base. And I don't see much reason for switching out of anthracycline in that setting. I know other individuals would go to a dose-dense regimen of a variety of different kinds. You know, AC, some people even using dose-dense AC times four, for instance, or the conventional AC times four followed by Taxol times four.
Can you talk a little bit more about the TC regimen? This is different than the other TCH in that it is still docetaxel, but now it's cyclophosphamide. You mentioned that there was a study done. What did they see in terms of disease-free survival and also side effects and toxicity?
Yeah, so that was done largely by U.S. Oncology, and a little under 1,000 patients with early stage resected breast cancer randomized to TC 600 of Cytoxan, 75 of docetaxel, so not 175, versus AC in traditional doses of Adriamycin 60 per meter squared and Cytoxan 600 per meter squared. There was about a third fewer relapse-free survival events for women on the TC compared to the AC arm, and it was impressively seen in all categories. That is in, you know, receptor positive, receptor negative. So it was really seen across the board, which is really a very substantial improvement. And for many of us, a surprising result since a combination of anthracycline and taxane wasn't better than AC. So that was a very surprising result one way or another. And so I think the people who don't like the TC combination will always comment on that other trial and saying, well, how did this turn out to be so good? But it looks like a very good result for TC. And there's some differences in side effects, but our experience has been that TC is a little easier to tolerate regimen. Not substantially so, but just a little easier to tolerate regimen. You're given 75 of docetaxel, not 100. I think most of the patients, even the older patients, can get through it because it's only four cycles.
Easier in terms of what specifically?
Well, I think in terms of fatigue, which is kind of one thing, nail changes, myalgias, so just kind of general not feeling well